Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Wednesday to you. This is Hump Day. It's also the day after the election. So for some people, it's a good day. For some people, it's a bad day. We're here in Indianapolis. Say a lot of people here are celebrating. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. Time to talk some hoops. Time to talk some basketball. I thought we were going to talk about Joel Embiid making his first road, playing in his first road game of the season. That's not going to happen. So instead, we're going to talk about the reaction that some have to Joel Embiid not playing in tonight's game against the Indiana Pacers at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Now, you know, the Sixers have always said that Joel probably wouldn't play on back-to-back nights. First they said he wouldn't, then they said they would see how he does. We got like a little bombshell, so to speak, during Tuesday's practice when the PR director, Mike Preston, announced before media availability that Embiid would not make the trip to Indianapolis with the team playing tonight's game. And it was kind of like weird because it came out of left field because it was one of these things where nobody ever talked about that. They just talked about back-to-back. And now all of a sudden, the word coming out of the Sixers is that, oh, it's not just back-to-backs. It's just they're going to monitor how he feels. You know, I understand that. But at the same time, it's kind of like it opens up a lot of, how should I say, a lot of doubt. A lot of people start thinking, like, are you guys hiding something? Or are you just being overly protective? You know, right now, and they say that they're being overly protective, they say they're being transparent, but that really isn't a transparent move. You know, it's like, you know, you say, yeah, he's going to play, he's just not going to play, you know, in back-to-backs. And there was one point, particular point, where Embiid even said, like, oh, yeah, you know, it's like that's 17 games, you know, I do not see myself missing 17 games. Well, those 17 games would be basically the second or the first game or the second game of a back-to-back, because there's going to be 17, you know, they're going to play on back-to-back nights 17 times this season. So with that being said, you know, that's a shocker to him. And he even acknowledged that yesterday, you know, at practice. I mean, he acknowledged that, you know, all this is basically new to him. He says, hey, that kind of caught me off guard. They told me yesterday I want to play. But like I said, they care about me, and I'm going to follow whatever they have planned for me. And talking about yesterday, he's talking about he found out Monday, you know, following their loss on Monday night. So he found out at that particular time. Now, the thing is, you know, it's one of those things where if they would have been a little bit more transparent, I think everyone involved would have had, you know, wouldn't have been as upset. Or not, I don't think the media, we're not upset with this. It's just that, it's just stuff just keeps popping up. And, you know, the team says that they're being transparent, but there isn't a lot of transparency up until the fact. And then it gets to a point where in the past, you know, let's face it, you know, Embiid has had a lot of ailments over his two-year career. There were times when we were told that, yes, he's going to play Summer League. I mean, yes, he's going to play Summer League. He's going to be healthy. He's going to be fine. He's going to be this. He's going to be that. And then you find out that he's done, he's out for another year, and he's not going to play Summer League. So whenever something comes up with him, you know, people question it. And it's only right. I mean, if the team would have just came out the first time and said, no, he's not going to play Summer League, we don't think he's not going to play this year, because he, let's face it, he missed 2 years. This is talking about, I'm talking about the second year, you know, beforehand, like going into the second year, you know, we were told that he was going to play. And then next thing you know, I find out that he's not going to play. I find out that he has to have surgery. And then, you know, Bob Cooney finds out that, you know, some other stuff. So it's kind of like, you know, the more that they don't become forthcoming and say stuff, it just opens up a lot of questions, and they have to answer a lot of questions, and they become questioned all the time that, you know, it could be alleviated. And hey, you know, I you think for the fan base, because the fan base went on Twitter and they voiced their displeasure. Some of them think that, hey, this is crap. You know, this is crazy. I mean, like, how long are you going to baby this guy? Now, again, I don't have a problem with them resting him if that's what it is. They want to rest him. They want to be cautious, you know. But, but a lot of the fans are really getting disappointed. Like, one guy tweets to me. He says, they won't win 15 games babying these kids. Another guy, I'm not going to say what he said, I'm just going to let you know, he says, bull S. This team doesn't want to win, with 3 exclamation points. They better never sit him at home. You can only be 100%. You know, another guy, and this guy, we go back a long time. I'm not going to say his name, but he's known me since, he's an older gentleman. But I've known him since I was 14. And tell you, you can circle. He used to work at my high school. I went to North Catholic High School, and he worked there. And he says, a very confusing way to administer a professional sports team. Now, some other stuff. Now, some people are saying that, hey, maybe the Sixers are tanking. Maybe they're tanking again. You know, the fact that they're not playing him and they're only playing him for 24 minutes per game. Well, here's one of the guys. How many years of tanking is this? Resting Embiid so he can be healthy for his next team? And then another guy says, Embiid in bubble wrap only to be removed for home games, not even back-to-back. Duncan at 40 sat out less games. He's talking about, you know, former San Antonio Spur, future Hall of Famer, Tim Duncan. So you see it where the fans are not happy with this. And again, I feel like this is something that could have been alleviated if they just would have been a little bit more transparent. And who knows? It could be a fluid situation. It could be something that, you know, the Sixers say, you know, hey, well, we're looking at this, and the tests show that maybe it's best for him to do it, to sit down and relax or rest. I get that. But, you know, the thing is, you know, when you just say we're having load management and we're worrying about how his body is going to, you know, respond to the upcoming games. And then when people are under the impression that you're talking about back-to-backs, and then he's going to sit this game, And then, you know, there isn't even, like, we all know that he most likely won't play on back-to-backs. You know, after this, you never know anything now. But, you know, so there's a chance, like, if the pattern is, like, this is the second road game that the Sixers have had. So if the pattern is, like, hey, we want to satisfy our fans and have them play at home, then you would have to believe that, hey, he's not going to play tonight in Indy. He's going to, when the Pacers come to town on Friday, he'll play in that game. He probably won't fly with the team to go to Atlanta. And then the team also plays Monday in Houston. So he probably may not play that game. Now, again, this isn't what someone told me or anything like that. I'm just saying, if they're going to play him at home, you know, get their bang for the buck, so to speak, in the home games. So you don't know, but you know, Sixers coach Brett Brown said the organization looks beyond back-to-back games and to the volume of games in a condensed period of time. You know, the team is playing starting Monday, this past, you know, a couple of days ago, the team will play 5 games in 8 days. So he's talking about that, you know, a condensed period of time. He said, we just feel like the rest and the treatment is best suited here in Philadelphia in this wonderful training complex. Now, right now, he's talking about keeping them at home, working out with the trainers, you know, being with the sports medicine doctor at their practice facility in Camden, as opposed to traveling with the team and you know, being in a hotel and doing a little bit of stuff before and after game with the team. Brown continued, I think it's just a holistic study of what his month is, his few weeks are. That influences the judgment and the direction of when he can play. So, you know, basically they're just saying that, you know, hey, you know, it's probably going to be a month-by-month, case-by-case type of thing on when they decide that he's going to play, which is fine. But I just think that they would have been better suited saying that early on, if that is such the case, just because it will alleviate the doubt, it will alleviate the questions, because let's face it, in the past, the team wasn't as transparent as they led us to believe that they were. And proof is he had to have a second surgery. Proof is he did not play in summer league when they said he was going to. So, you know, I understand that he could be healthy. But when you do stuff like this and you don't say it, it's easy for someone to say, well, did he have a little setback? Is there some soreness in his foot? And, you know, if so, you know, you think, like, hey, if he hasn't played in 2 years and he came off of a couple foot operations, you know, someone would think that, hey, there could be some, you know, discomfort. I mean, you know, that, you know, you just think that that could happen. But the fact that they're not saying anything and the fact that they haven't been transparent in the past is when people tend to make things worse than what they actually are. Talking about, you know, they assume that things are worse than what they actually are. But hey, we'll see them play the Pacers tonight without him. I mean, who knows? They could pull off an upset, but I think it'll be a tough task for them. You know, we know that they have Rashawn Holmes, who's, you know, he's a reserve center. He'll probably get a lot of minutes tonight at the center spot. You have Jahlil Okafor. Then you also have Dario Saric and Ersan Ilyasova, two power forwards who will likely be in the center mix because, you know, let's face it, the last couple games, Okafor, well, not the last couple, but, you know, the game that they had against Charlotte last week, Okafor and Rashawn Holmes got in foul trouble. So the Sixers had to throw a lineup with Ilyasova and Saric out there at the 4 and the 5. So, you know, they can only hope that they don't have to do the same thing tonight, but everything is possible. But thank you for listening to today's podcast, and enjoy your day. I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going to be talking more about the shocking outcome with the election, with Donald Trump winning. Some people are happy, some people are sad. But enjoy your day, and, you know, hey, let's just stay classy, regardless of what. And have a great day, y'all. Talk to you tomorrow.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.